The dawn. The name of God, compassionate and merciful. By the dawn and the ten nights, by that which is dual and that which is single, by the night when it comes. Is there not in this a mighty oath for a man of sense? Have you not heard how your Lord dealt with Ad? The people of the many-calling city of Iram, whose like has never been built in the whole land. And with Samud, who hewed out their dwellings among the rocks of the valley. And with Pharaoh, who impaled his victims upon the stake. They had all led sinful lives, and made the land teem with wickedness. Therefore, your Lord let loose on them a scourge. For from his eminence, your Lord observes all. As for man, when his Lord tests him by exalting him and bestowing favors on him, he says, "My Lord is bountiful to me." But when he tests him by grudging him his favors, he says, "My Lord despises me." No, would you show no kindness to the orphan, nor do you vie with each other in feeding the destitute. Greedily, you lay your hands on the inheritance of the weak, and you love riches with all your hearts. No, but when the earth is crushed to fine dust, and your Lord comes down with the angels in their ranks, and the hell is brought near, on that day, man will remember his deeds. But what will memory avail? He will say, "Would that I had been charitable in my lifetime." But on that day, none will punish as he will punish, and none will bind with chains like his. Oh, serene soul, return to your Lord, joyful and pleasing in his sight. Join my servants and enter my paradise.